You're listening to the Simple Pen Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Simple Pen Podcast. I'm your host, Kate All, the owner and founder of Simple Pen Media. We are a Pinterest marketing agency. We have been doing Pinterest marketing for 9 years. We only do Pinterest marketing, and our whole focus is to help make Pinterest marketing easier for business owners so that they don't feel overwhelmed and they can equally spread themselves out to all the platforms. And we want Pinterest to be one that's really going to drive a lot of traffic for them. So all month long, we've been talking in February about sharing the Pinterest marketing love. My kids like to call it Love Month. So we're sharing it here with our Pinterest marketing services by offering 15% off an audit, a strategy call, a build or a deep clean, or any of our ad services. Also, we want to offer $400 off our accelerator package, which gets you up and running on Pinterest in less than, well, I won't say less than 6 weeks, but around 6 weeks. That's our goal. And that deal is good for all of that, the 15% off or the $400 off if you book a discovery call before the end of February 2023. So go to simplepinmedia.com to learn more and sign up for that discovery call. The ladies who will be working with you are so fantastic to listen to your goals, listen to your story about your business, and tell you how we can serve you better and help make Pinterest marketing a really valuable arm in your business. So with that, I thought today would be a good kind of segue into why people offer certain Pinterest marketing services. Like, how did they choose those services? Why did they choose monthly management for people? What about image creation? Oftentimes, we look at like a menu of options and we're obviously looking for how it can serve us, but sometimes it's good to ask that company why they even have that option. What led them to decide this was important for clients? And truthfully, any agency or service provider that you work with, their services should be led with that. They should be led by what the client needs. And as a business owner, it's really easy to get into kind of tunnel vision of what you think is important, but you have to pull yourself out of that tunnel and realize that what you think is important might not also be important to the client. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today as it pertains to Simple Pin Media and why we have the services that we have. I'm going to talk a little bit about my origin story. And I think every business has an origin story. Mine does, just like all the rest. We're going to link it in the podcast player for you to go listen to below. There's certain parts of it that we've recorded over the years. We are in episode 322, almost 7 years into the podcast. So there's been a little snippets along the way where I've recorded how this company has grown, how that's affected me as a business owner, and really just a little bit about why I still continue to do what I do. And so you can go listen to that as well. But high level right now is basically I started this company. I was poor. I was new to marketing. And a friend basically suggested that I try managing Pinterest pages. I said she was crazy. She's like, reminded me I was poor. And so I decided to do it. And I stepped into that experiment to see if it would work. Really, it was kind of a last Hail Mary. And I knew one thing. I knew business owners were super spread thin. And that's not even as thin as they're spread now. So this is late 2013, when really all we have are Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest had come on the scene, and then Instagram. But really, people didn't know how to use Pinterest. And Facebook was really the primary driver. And then SEO was kind of coming on the scene too, as well, for those who had websites. So when I say like owners were spread thin, now it's like, now it's even worse. But at that time, they needed someone to take an aspect off their plate. And Pinterest was one of those things that everybody was looking to as this next marketing tool, But so many business owners, because they were spread thin, were overwhelmed at trying to figure out how to do that. They had used it personally. And how were they going to use it business-wise? Was it going to work or not work? It was kind of this very confusing point, right? So I basically taught myself how to manage Pinterest pages when there really wasn't a whole lot out there. There were basically Facebook groups, but they were like secret Facebook groups. So you were having these behind the scenes chats with people, basically asking like, are you able to do this? Or are you seeing this too? It was these moments where you didn't know if you were the only one. And so there was a few people that were exploring the same thing I was, but it was not to the level that it is today. It was very, very small. So I went on to manage monthly for people because I knew that kind of this recurring service model, if we could get into that, would make a huge difference, right? Because then I could work with them for a longer period of time. I could really help them get up and running. And something I've shared before, which I think is really interesting, is that during this time, I hired somebody pretty quickly off the bat to help me because it's like, what's that saying? Like the cobbler's children have no shoes. Like they are always making shoes for other people, but not for themselves. And I was very quick to know that if I was working for 4 to 5 other clients, the last thing I was going to do is try to manage my own Pinterest account. So while I was learning how to manage for people and what was going to work and not work, somebody was managing for me. But they had a completely different philosophy than I did. They don't still manage today, but it was an interesting kind of this dichotomy between what I was doing and what they were doing on my account. I think I only worked with them for probably 8 or 9 months before I figured out like, yeah, this is not the way that I want to go. But I learned a lot. I learned a lot about communication. I learned about what it was like to sit in the seat of a client, which helped me be a better service provider, right? Helped me think through what did I want as a client? Because then I could really ask my clients, do you want the same thing? So when I started this monthly management, it was based on number of pins per day. And I still get that question today, which is how many pins should we do per day? Because in 2014, 2015, 2016, that was a big deal. It was really important that you had a large amount of pins per day because that seemed to get results. It wasn't based on how much content you had. So some people would be doing like 100 times a day, right? Because there was nothing that pointed to in the data that it didn't work. Now, we were never doing that. We always capped at 30 because we never really saw a huge advantage to it. But there were people that they did. They were like, I'm going big. We're going to take advantage of this. So I capped any of our monthly management packages at 30. I was like, this is just where we're going to end up, right? So basically, I started there. Then people started to come to me to ask me to set up their Pinterest boards or clean up their Pinterest boards. They, again, had used Pinterest personally, but they didn't know how to make them look professional or what the proper way was for a business profile. And in those early days, 2014, 15, they really didn't have this business account. It really came along, I think it was late 2015, right when Pinterest ads started to be introduced. So when I would clean up Pinterest boards, it would take me about 4 hours or so. And the owners didn't have time for that. So they outsourced this process to me. A build, like building a Pinterest account from scratch, that would obviously take longer. It was maybe like 6, even 8 hours. But I could do it in the fringe hours, maybe even in the evening. And when you have a side hustle, this is a lot of times when you work, right? And for me, I was also working for somebody else. So that's why I say this was a side hustle at the time. I was trying to get Lyft. And of course, I was trying to get money, right? So I had then added a new layer. Not only was I doing monthly management, but I was now doing Pinterest boards build and cleanup. So I did that for about 2 years. I had hired some people in here to help me do these board cleanups, to help me do some management. And then I started adding strategy calls and I felt super unsure of my knowledge, which now looking back is kind of crazy, right? Like I had basically self-taught myself that that didn't make sense. I had self-taught myself how to do Pinterest marketing. And I had figured out how to manage it for clients. I had created a system and I was looking at all these different data points. And I had hired a coach a year into my business and he said that exact thing to me. He said, you have all this data that you're sitting on and you can look at all these different things. I need you to have confidence in it and know that you have all these great perspectives that you can speak into different types of businesses. So I said, yes. Got strategy calls. I didn't charge a lot at first, but I basically created this rhythm and groove to these calls where I would go through this certain formula and I would help people come up with action items because it was important for me that people weren't just getting, I guess, like these willy-nilly ideas, but they were really getting something concrete that they could walk away with. So while we were aligning our services with client needs, we also made sure that we were educating ourselves. Now, this was an important piece. So I had been growing this business and I was still pinning and I was still in the weeds, but I needed to make sure I wasn't missing anything. So whether or not there was an update, whether or not there was a news article, I really wanted to make sure that our team was educated. So about year three or four, I added what were called like our education reports. We still run these internally every single week. They go out Monday morning to the whole team. They're a Google Doc. Daphne, who's on our team, she's an amazing researcher. She pulls in all the data and then we can evaluate what it is we have to focus on this week, any news updates. It's a very robust internal document that we have. And so this not only makes sure that we're in line with best practices or any updates, but we're also seeing kind of the market broadly, like what are other like TechCrunch or social media today, how are they talking about Pinterest? And that was a really good perspective for us. So as we grew, that number of pins per day piece that I talked about a minute ago became less and less important. So you had people who were pinning 100 times a day also all of a sudden started to see decreased engagement. And we were like, oh, maybe that's not as important anymore. Now, Tabby and I did do a study in a previous podcast that we did about does the number of pins per day matter? And we wanted to really kind of debunk our own kind of ideas. And what we did find, and we're going to run another study in the next couple of months, mimicking what we did in the summer, because what we want to see is it seasonal based? But we did have a month where we went up to 20 pins per day and it did do pretty good. Now, no, I didn't say 100. I said 20. We were at 10. So we did make a pretty big leap and it didn't make a huge difference. But it's important that you test that. And we were testing it for clients. So sometimes more pins per day were working. Sometimes more pins per day were not working. We also realized there's this sweet spot of people needing to create new content. That was really important because what people were doing at the time was they were creating a bunch of different images for old content. And we were definitely seeing a decreased performance from those people who are not creating new content. They were just repurposing with new images. It was definitely not working. So we adjusted our monthly packages to have less of an emphasis on the number of pins per day. And then all of a sudden, video pins moved on the scene. And then now we have idea pins. So we've had to adjust with our monthly packages, but we really wanted to make sure that we were serving each client the way they needed to be served. That somebody in the food space is going to get a different type of engagement than somebody in the e-commerce space that's selling physical products that they have to ship, or somebody in the DIY space is going to be different than somebody who's offering like home design services for high-end clients. It's just going to look different. So basically in May of last year, we took a look at all the data and we talked to our account specialists and we started to shift to this new model of an accelerator package before people would move into month to month. And I want to frame this up because I think it's really important that people know that with the creation of this accelerator package, what we realized is that monthly management over 4 months for somebody who is new was actually not advantageous to clients. We would definitely get everything done, But clients would hit month four and they're like, yeah, I really don't see a lot of growth. But that's also because we were creating and building and setting a foundation the whole time. So we began to ask ourselves, what if you move that back? What if we go to an accelerator package where we go through six strategic markers and we get people up and running in 6, maybe 7 weeks, right? To where at the end, they could make a choice. They could choose to pass it on to their team, or they could choose to pass it off to us. And this came about not only because of what I just said, where we didn't want to be building an account while we were trying to monthly manage. It felt like we were kind of pushing a boulder uphill, but because we knew there was a lot of people who had a team who really wanted us to be able to train them so they could keep it internally. I understand that. I have a social media manager who does everything for me. And we have taken side steps for a while where we've hired out Instagram management for a little bit. And that has to do with the fact that we're just burnt out. We were just exhausted. And I think that is appropriate for any company to be able to evaluate that and step back and say, man, my team is exhausted. I'm exhausted. We just need somebody to do this for us for a little bit. And if you're in that position with Pinterest where you're exhausted, your team's exhausted, it's a great option to hire it out for a little bit to keep that snowball building, because Pinterest is a long-term marketing platform. You can stop and you will still get traffic, but it won't be as much as if you were continuing to invest. So those six pieces that we go through that we helped develop, because we were thinking, okay, we don't want to do this side by side during monthly management, but we want to go through strategy. We want to go through assets that you have, meaning any type of images. We want to go through your data. We want to go through your analytics. We want to audit. We want to clean up. We want to leverage the right keywords. And then we want to have strategic calls with you along the way that let you know, this is where we're at here. This is where we're at here. This is where we're at here. And then you're going to see exactly how we pin. That's a question that a lot of people ask us, especially when they were nearing the end at that 4 months. They were like, well, tell us how you pin first. That's like me saying to our Instagram expert, hey, tell me your strategy. Like, that's their proprietary thing. Like, you can't ask somebody who you're not paying to get that data from to get that, right? It's kind of disrespectful. It's like saying, oh, give me everything and then I'm going to stop paying you, right? So we realized people do want to know that. So we built that into this accelerator package. We're going to pin for you for 2 weeks. You're going to see how it's done. And then we're either going to pass it on to your team because you have somebody to receive it, or you can hire us to keep doing it. So it created this open conversation where you could see how it was done for your account. And it wouldn't be that weird thing of, you know, tell me how you're doing what you're doing, right? So then at that end, what we saw with these accelerator clients in this like 6 to 8 week mark was that they were getting a greater number of sessions, a greater number of impressions, a greater number of saves in that 6 weeks because things were happening so fast. So I tell you all of that because I want you to know, one, each agency or service provider creates or should create packages that serve you, that serve where you're at in business. They should ask you questions that help you figure out if this is the right service provider for you, how they would create a strategy for you, and how they look at your business. And if somebody's really good at their job, they're going to understand that that looks very different for each and every niche, each and every business, right? So that's kind of that first level. The second is going to be, what is their kind of system that they have for getting you up and running as quickly as possible? And this doesn't always apply to people who have a fully optimized platform. So people who come to us and they're like, well, we have images, we have our Pinterest account built, we have all of our analytics set up, we know our keywords, then we might just bypass the accelerator and go straight to the monthly management because we're not setting everything up at the same time we're trying to monthly manage for you. So all that to say, when you're thinking of what you need, consider those pieces. Consider asking why they've chosen the service that they've chosen. What is in it for you? How are they really going to serve you? And how are they really going to create something that helps your business get better and does it quicker, faster, more effective, so that you waste less time? I don't know about you, but as a business owner in this current landscape, I'm low on time and I'm low on cash, which is truthful, right? Well, January has been pretty good, which is great. But you want somebody that's going to get you to point A to point B in the quickest amount of time. Now, sometimes you have to pay a little bit of cash for that time saving, which right now I would do that. You know, for me, if I need to get up and running on something quickly, I will pay a little bit more in order to do that. But here's the key. I need to know that the person that I'm hiring understands where I'm going and they have a very attentive perspective on that goal for me, because I don't have money to waste and I don't have time to waste. So I want to tell you that if you are looking for this type of service from a Pinterest marketing agency, again, we're offering $400 off this package right now, but I want you to know that this has been born from 9 years of experience from a lot of account specialists who have put in a lot of work on different accounts. Our team, and my integrator, Leslie, said this the other day, our team is amazing. And I'm not saying that because it's my team, but I'm saying they are people who uncover every stone, who work really hard for our clients, who have a lot of knowledge, who have a lot of history and data. My account specialists have been on the team for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. They've seen the history of Pinterest. They know what works and doesn't work. And we will always be honest with you if this is going to work for you or not work for you. And frankly, sometimes we err more on the side of this isn't going to work for you. And of course, me being the optimist, I'm like, no, we can make it work. We can make it work. But they come back to me and say, Kate, we can't make it work right now. Like they're not ready. And so I appreciate that honesty of my team and how much they work in the background to really make sure that what we're doing serves our clients in the best way possible. And I think it took me a long time to get to this point of being, confidence isn't the right word, but I guess I would say it's probably like two parts. One, that Pinterest works really, really well for a segment of businesses. Now, I'm never going to be the one who's going to say it works for all businesses, but that confidence in saying, yes, I have looked at the data. I have looked at the numbers. I see it broken out and I can't actually ignore it anymore. And so I say, yes, it does work. And then number two, to say our team, I can have a lot of confidence in knowing that they work really, really hard for our clients and that they work to deliver the best results, uncover all angles, look at everything as it pertains to the client that's in front of them. Not so much this thing of how do we make Pinterest work for everybody and cast a wide net, but getting very narrow, very granular and saying, we're going to go all in. And this accelerator package working with your designated account specialist is just one of those examples. So thank you for allowing me the time and the moments to share with you about this package, which is, I know I didn't so much share tips today. I didn't give you any action items, but just kind of shared the behind the scenes of why we do what we do. Maybe it's age, maybe it's wisdom, maybe it's experience. I'm not quite sure, but I think I've never been more confident about where Pinterest is going and how we serve people in this market than any other year before. And so know that Simple Pin Media exists to help business owners leverage Pinterest for their business in the smartest, most efficient way possible. And we will continue to be committed to that, whether it's the accelerator package, whether it's a cleanup or build or a strategy or any one of our small products where you're going to DIY yourself. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for just being part of the Simple Pin Media community. If you want to know more about my story and how I got started, get into the nitty-gritty details, you can scroll down in your player and you'll see a link to that there. In addition, you'll see a link to the 15% off services and a $400 off the accelerator when you book a discovery call before the end of February 2023. Alrighty, thanks so much for listening. Oh,